Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette is joining us now on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We have talked nonstop football because we live in Pittsburgh for like 7 months, and tomorrow we got a game, and I don't care who's playing, I don't care who's not playing. We're going to break it down like it's the Super Bowl because we've waited so long, and who better to talk to than our guy Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette. Hello, Chris.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
We're great.
It's been a day.
Yeah.
It's been a day. We're fighting with callers about Cam Hayward, and we heard a story about how Callis, as a six-year-old, was petting his sister's bird and squeezed it to death. So that's where we've been today. Yeah.
That's a turn. I didn't expect us to go that direction talking about Cam Hayward. How did that come up even?
It's hard to say. But we like to imagine six-year-old Harry Callis squeezing the little Tweety bird to death wearing a propeller hat. That's the image that pops into my head, Chris. All right, before we do get into what you've seen in practice and what you're looking forward to seeing tomorrow, your thoughts on Cam Hayward and Chris Boswell wanting more money?
I mean, I think Cam Hayward and Chris Boswell are two of the best players at their positions. They're not paid at the level that they are the best players at their positions. So they're wanting more money. And they're not making a big stink about it. The funny thing is, as reporters, we didn't even really notice that Cam Hayward was holding in. We just thought he was taking vet days because he practiced at the start of camp and he was talking to the guys. Whenever he wasn't practicing, he was right with the defensive linemen. We just thought, oh, okay, he's just being Cam because he doesn't really need to practice. They need him to be fresh for the regular season. So that was a big surprise to us when that came out. But I get it, man. I know some people are upset. He's like, oh, he just got an extension. Yeah, but you know what? That extension was given to him because a lot of people were saying, well, Cam, you're injured last year. You're 35. You're not going to be able to bounce back from your injury. And then he proved he did. So now he's probably sitting there saying, hey, guys, I deserve the kind of money that the top guys are getting. Maybe not the top of the top, maybe not the most of everyone, but definitely not like in the, I think like when I looked at overthecap.com, he ranked like in the 20s of interior defensive linemen in an average per year basis of their remaining contracts. So that's not what you want if you're Cam Hayward. You say, hey, I deserve more. And I know some fans are going to say like, well, he negotiated his contract. Guess what? There's times you go back throughout their careers, like Jerome Bettis, when he was the tail end of his career, the Steelers fought, Jerome, you're not as good as when we signed you. So we're going to renegotiate this deal and take some money off of this. That happens a lot in the NFL. So this is just the shoe being on the other foot. Cam Hayward, I think, overperformed on the contract they gave him last year, and he wants to get paid more. And I think he's in a position where he's not – this isn't like, you know, if Patrick Queen lit it up and he's asking for a new deal, and all respect to Patrick Queen. But this is Cam Hayward. This is the dude that's been with you since 2011. He's the face of your franchise. He is the soul of this team. I think he's in the position to ask for something like that. And Chris Boswell right now I think is the best kicker in the league. So I think those are unique situations.
Chris, if you were to take a guess, how much do you think that Cam's looking for? Like, how much do you think he wants? Like, do you think it's more?
I would say on the
go ahead.
24, 25 million a year. I just see a lot of guys, like, I think, like, I mean, maybe it's more than that, but I was looking at the numbers just yesterday real briefly of, like, what other guys' average per year basis is making. I think it also could also be a guaranteed, you know, a guarantee situation where he's like, hey, I want more protection in my contract, you know, at the tail end, because he didn't have any. Like, it was kind of their decision. Like, if he gets hurt this year, they could cut him next year and it wouldn't cost them much. So he might want more protection. He might want another year. He might just want more money overall. We're not entirely sure. But what I think he's sure about is he's saying, hey, everyone else is getting paid a lot more money. You look at some of those defensive tackles that
are getting paid. Oh, my God. Javon Kinlaw.
Exactly.
That guy sucks. Like,
compared to Cam, a lot of these guys can't hold a candle to him. So I get why he's asking for it. And you know what? You know, people, if you want to raise in your job, you feel like you've earned it, you can ask for it. And if they're not giving it to you, you have the right to go look for other jobs. And so, you know, in the NFL, it's not as simple as that. But this is his start of the process to say, hey, I deserve some more money. I think the Steelers and him will come to an arrangement, just like I thought that they would come to an arrangement last year, just like I thought the Steelers and TJ Watt would come to an arrangement. I don't think it'll be that big of a deal, nor do I think it will crush the Steelers' salary cap right now.
I'm with you on both of those, and I imagine that when Omar Khan was formulating the contract last year and Cam Hayward was putting pen to paper, they both parties understood that it could change in a year. Like, I guarantee you Omar knew if Cam outperformed it and they had the cap space that they could eventually be where they are right now. Chris Carter, the Post-Gazette, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Bob Pompeiani going to join us at the bottom of the hour. He's very worried. Hey. He's worried because last time we tried to have him on before a preseason game, his alarm didn't wake him up. So he is paranoid. He probably actually didn't sleep very well last night. And his performance as the play-by-play man tomorrow might suffer because of it. But we're just trying to make our show better. And we're doing so right now by talking to Chris Carter. All right, we know who's not playing tomorrow. So of the guys who are you keeping a close eye on, Mr. Carter?
It's the trenches, man. That's what's going to determine this team's success. The offensive line, the guy that you're wearing on your chest right now, Mr. Crowley, Zach Frazier. I want to see him. I want to see Broderick Jones. I got to say, Broderick Jones finished this last week pretty strong in camp. I saw him winning a lot more reps. I saw him even stand up to T.J. Watt on a rep or two. You know, he's doing all right for himself. Now, he has to do it consistently because we've seen flashes of good Broderick Jones before. But I think he's starting to find himself a little bit. He's getting his space. He's figuring some things out. But you need to see him and this young offensive line perform together. I think that'll be really interesting to watch. But, man, I'm also really excited to see this defensive front and, like, all these young guys. Keanu Benton, how does he look with another year at the nose? But Derek Harmon has looked like a monster in camp, as has Y.A. Black, who I actually expect to be on the starting line come Saturday night, because whenever Cam Hayward's not been practicing, Y.A.'s been in the starting lineup now, and he's just been a force. He moves guys. He's really quick off the ball. Tyson Alualu was actually at camp yesterday, and I caught up with him because, you know, I've covered him, and he's always been a really nice guy. I asked him what he thought of Y.A. He's like, that guy should not be able to move with the way he does, with how big he is, and it's rather impressive, to be honest. So I want to see these guys take it out on a different offensive line, because they've been taken out on the Steelers offensive line, and we've seen that for a bit. I want to see how that looks when they're stuffing the run of another team. And one thing that both Patrick Queen and Peyton Wilson both expressed to me was they are so impressed with how these two young guys know how to keep the linebackers clean. They don't just try to win their reps. They try to clog up the offensive linemen and keep them from getting to the second level. And that's helping Patrick Queen and Peyton Wilson just shoot through the gaps right now and attack the run. So Patrick Queen won't play, but Peyton Wilson looks like he's going to get the green dot. I'm eager to see how he looks with them and they look together. So that's a group that I'm really focusing on.
Chris, do you think the free safety position is up for competition between Chuck Clark and Juan Thornhill, or do you think it's Juan Thornhill's job?
I think it's absolutely up for competition. Okay. I think Juan Thornhill has done a good job in camp so far. Like, he's been making interceptions. He's been keeping the lid on plays. But, you know, we got to see how it is when teams start to try to pick at him, because, you know, the other day, you know, he said that he feels like they're one of the greatest defenses of all time. And he says, when you look around the roster, you don't see anyone that's that person that you're just like, I don't know about. And a lot of people replied, you know, Juan, that person might actually be you when you think about, like, you're not Jalen Ramsey or Darius Slay or Cam Hayward or TJ Watt or Alex Highsmith or Patrick Queen. And so I think that was the correct assessment. But I also say, like, you know, if he's that guy, teams are going to try to go after him in this defense, and he could take advantage of that by saying, hey, please throw it my way. I'm going to intercept it because I'm in position. Or he could be the guy that that teams go at and the Steelers have to strategize around protecting. But I think that's going to be interesting to see how things go there. If things go poorly, Chuck Clark, who I think has had a good camp as well, we'll get some chances. But I do think that battle is very much up in the air.
Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette joining us on the eve of the Steelers preseason opener. Steelers brought in Andres Pete yesterday, three-time Pro Bowler, was a really good left guard for the New Orleans Saints, wound up playing a ton of snaps at left tackle over the course of his career as well, 715 snaps in 2023, 1,500 career snaps at left tackle over his career. Do you think he's the number one backup offensive lineman once he gets his feet wet? How do you view his role on this team?
I think that's what they're bringing him in for. He needs to, you know, get in sync with everybody. I will say Spencer Anderson has done a solid job filling in. I'll also say Dylan Cook as the backup offensive tackle has done a good job. I was not so sure we were going to see any backup offensive linemen look good in camp, and these guys had some good moments, and particularly because they got to play a lot. You know, Calvin Anderson went down early in camp, and he was the first offensive tackle off the bench, so Dylan Cook filled in for him. Broderick Jones took off like about four or five practices. Isaac Seumalo missed quite some time. That allowed Spencer Anderson to fill in. But I've liked what I've seen out of those two guys. But still, you throw in a guy like Andres, this is an experienced guy. He's going to be able to plug in, learn your system, and just get the bare minimum done. Kind of hold the line so that it's not like a young guy who's just figuring out the NFL is making big mistakes. But I think it's a good addition. That was one of the additions I think they needed to make, and maybe even one more to get a more veteran presence that's a backup on the O line for a break glass in case of emergencies. With how young everyone is,
Chris, are you excited to watch Travis Hunter? And do you think it's going to work out with him playing both ways? I know he's a first string receiver and second string corner.
I just don't know how that's going to work. Man. I know. Like I've always been impressed by Travis Hunter. I love watching him in college. I rooted for him in Colorado. That's just an impressive athlete, mm-hmm. man. But like Dorn, you've been in the NFL. You are gassed after possessions, man. I just don't know how he's going to be able to go out there and truly run his routes hard, play as hard as he does at wide receiver, and then try to contribute on defense. I think that's way too much. I thought he should have committed to one position and said, I'm going to put every effort in just being the sharpest at this position as I could possibly be, wide receiver or corner. But hey, you know, he thinks he can do both. Let's see him do both. If he does both, I'm going to be rooting for that, because that's going to be one of the most amazing things we see over the next 10 years of his career or so in the NFL. So I'm just eager to see that and what it even looks like.
You think Roman Wilson's going to play tomorrow? Because he was going to be like the number one target share guy, but he got a little dinged in practice yesterday. Did you see it? How bad did it look? Do you expect him tomorrow night in Jacksonville?
I got to admit, I only saw like a tidbit of it. I didn't think it looked bad, but we also don't know because, you know, Calvin Austin got dinged a little bit and we haven't seen him since. Yeah. So, you know, injuries can be really weird. I think Roman Wilson will play because I think he has something to prove, and they want to see it. Now, I will also say Roman Wilson's another guy who has steadily improved throughout camp. You know, early on, you know, the first week or so, we were wondering, like, man, we're not even noticing this guy. What's going on? But he's getting open. He's catching passes. He's working routes. And it took him some time, I think, to figure out how to run some of those routes the way that Aaron Rodgers particularly liked. But now he's starting to do that, and they're connecting, and he's making some nice plays, and he's using his speed. And so I think that they do want to have him out there so that he can finally get some reps. Because he didn't even get preseason reps last year. So I do think he'll be out there, but I'm not gonna pretend like I know what's going on with the medical staff right now with him.
We're going to talk about football next week that we've actually seen with our own two eyes in stadium, Chris.
Oh, cannot wait, man.
Looking forward to it. Thank you for jumping on with us today.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
Thanks, Chris.
See you, pal. Chris Carter does great work at the Post-Gazette and the Locked On Steelers podcast.